This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
The boys are backing down. Indeed, Doc Brown is away. I'm Hugh with you, and we have the amazing Jason Mazza. He's filling in again. Of course, he's a very talented actor from Call the Midwife, from Shifty, from too many things. In fact, if you go onto Jason Mazza's wiki, there's too many films. It's just annoying.
Just a hoe, aren't I? I've just been about a bit.
You have?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's great to have you back in here. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Now it becomes like the emotional... Because now we're over halfway into my stint here. So this is, you know, there's only 2 weeks left now.
Mm.
So it's getting sad. The prospect of no longer seeing you on a Tuesday, it's totes emosh.
It is totes emosh, and an excellent, excellent use there of every kid that is 12-year-old girl or under. It's going to be so on the level with that, because I use totes emosh too. Brilliant. And I am a totes.
All I'm trying to do is just be relatable to you, right?
You are, and you're doing it. You're doing it. But you know what? I think after today's show, you are going to see me a lot more, because we're not going to be necessarily co-hosts every week, but
yes,
we're probably going to be best friends for life, because I have two amazing surprises for you.
Yes, I don't know why with you I associate surprise with fear.
I know, do you know what? And that is totally justified.
Yes,
totally.
It is.
But not today, my friend. Not today. I'm not going to tell you about it right now, because I'm just too excited. And we do have a massive show coming up anyway, because mutual friend of ours, now pretty much A-list Hollywood superstar.
Yeah.
Latest film, he plays the supervillain in Deadpool, Ajax, Francis Freeman. It's Grine.
Yes.
He's going to be joining us at 5:15 today on the show.
See, that's what I'm excited about.
Yes.
I mean, the film's just incredible. I'm definitely going to just fanboy Ed, basically, when he comes on.
You can't fanboy your own friends, though. Or can you?
I think you can. Can you? Yeah, definitely can.
Mm.
It's good to let them know that you appreciate their work, because sometimes it's like nice to hear it from your friends that you're actually good.
Absolutely.
At what you do. So I'm definitely going to be fanboying.
So it's not weird if I go, hey, man, I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. You did great in the movie. Wow, you've got really amazing abs.
100%. I'll be saying you're a beautiful man. that's not 100%.
It's gonna be my first thing. It's gonna be my first thing coming out of the car. This is great. So I am very excited about that. But I've got to calm down a bit, because it's a big show today, and I am a little pumped. Okay, let's talk about you. How are you? So BAFTAs the other night. You're a film and TV star. You must have been had a bit to say about that.
Didn't get an invite to the actual BAFTA, BAFTAs. Yeah, don't know what happened to that one. But I did go. So what they do every year is they do a night before. They do, it's called the BAFTA nominee party.
Right.
And it's for all of the people that have been nominated. And it's at Kensington Palace. And it's a really lovely evening. And I went last year. I went back this year. So it's almost like a little test. It's almost like to say, look, you're nearly there.
Mm.
You're nearly there.
Yeah.
Keep plugging away. You get to go to the nominees party. And then maybe you'll get an invite to the actual. But actually, it's really cool. Bumped into Penelope Cruz.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, I say it like I know. I just literally bumped into Penelope.
Oh, right,
she was there,
right.
And we literally bumped into each other. And she looked at me like I was an idiot. She looks incredible. Like, I'm not quite sure how old she is. But she just looks so beautiful, so eloquent. That was cool. There was lots of really cool people there. I met Taron Egerton, who is the lead guy in Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
Just what a fantastic lad. We just really hit it off. Very, very down to earth. And he's got a massive year coming up, because they're doing Kingsman 2 and they're doing Robin Hood movie. And he's playing Robin Hood with Jamie Foxx playing Tucker John. And he's also got, obviously, Eddie the Eagle coming out in like a few weeks. So complete man in the moment, but an absolute sweetheart. So that was fun. Loads of hotties there. It was a really, really fun evening.
What do you think about the whole Rebel Wilson thing? Because, I mean, she was getting a lot of praise for her. She, you know, obviously made she was very funny and made a few good jokes. But then apparently she made, I didn't actually see it, but she made a joke about she's been practicing her transgender face. And if you're talking about, of course, Eddie Raymond's role as the Danish girl.
Yes.
And now she's getting very heavily criticised for that.
Well, I didn't see it either, but I feel like there's a lot of, because Stephen Fry got a lot of stick as well. well.
He did. Yeah, he's quit Twitter.
He's quit Twitter. I hope he'll be back. I'm sure he will be. But he, over the moment where he said to, and she was a friend of his, and he said the costume designer that won the best BAFTA, he said only the costume designer could turn up to the awards looking like a bag lady.
Yeah, it was a bit harsh.
It was a bit harsh, but I also thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of, you know, Ricky Gervais would have completely done that and probably got away with it because it's Stephen. I feel like a people, and obviously he said afterwards they're actually friends, they've got a relationship, right. And I think he just felt like, wow. But yes, a sad day when he left Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem with, that's the issue with comedy. As you all know, Hugh, where is the line?
Yeah, it's true.
Where does it stop? You often cross it. So
I definitely don't. But I don't know. I think with I don't know. I mean, a lot of comedians have the theory it's never too soon. Never too soon. Go out, do things. Get involved. But as far as Twitter goes, like I've actually been getting trolled myself today.
Yes,
a little bit exciting because I have previously been quite a big fan of Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino world champion boxer.
He's brilliant.
Brilliant. That's what I thought, right? Except he's now running for he's trying to get into government. Of course,
he's trying to be the president of the Philippines, right?
Right. And he made a very very public statement saying that I don't even want to say it. It's too disgusting. But it was a very very homophobic statement, right? And I was like just in shock, and I was like, okay. So I just tweeted going, what a shame. It was such a hero story, and now I'll never support him again. So that tweet that I wrote has been retweeted and quite a lot of times during today. So I've been getting trolled from people. Brilliant.
Who are trying to defend Manny and say he's okay to say that? Or?
No, not so much that. Actually, most of it was like support. But my favourite one is when people troll you and they do some really obvious spelling mistake or something stupid. Like he said, one of the people trolling me was saying, oh yeah, well what have you ever done for his carrier? And I was like, carrier pigeon? I was like, if he's got a homophobic pigeon, I don't care for it either, mate. Right? And he was like, it's not what I meant. It's not what I meant. I was like, too late.
Too
buddy.
Late. Easy
too
target.
Late. So too lazy.
If you're
going to
troll,
target.
Make sure you know your spelling and grammar.
Right? Yep. I think Twitter trolls have really got to take the time, you know?
So it's been a busy week. So we did the BAFTAs, and I also saw a musical, another one. I know you hate them, but I did see it was called Funny Girl with Sheridan Smith.
Yeah,
And it's going to make its West End debut. So for anyone that is into musical, all five of you, you should go and see it when it goes to the Savoy, because she is just like amazing. I mean, if you know Sheridan, she was in Cilla, which she won a BAFTA for.
Right.
She's like the best actress, and on stage when she sings, she's just incredible. So it's well worth, if that's your thing, then when it goes to the Savoy in a few weeks, you should definitely book up to see it because it's awesome.
I think the reason I have the gripe I have with musicals is that I've only really seen them on TV, like or films and stuff like that, and they always just kind of shit me. It's like just, except for Les Mis, and of course Grease. No one can touch Grease, of course, right? Yeah. That's a given. But I think the actual, I need to, maybe if I've got a friend in a play or something like that, if I was going with more of a emotional connection to it, like Book of Mormon, very strong emotional connection for me, of course, because
of course.
I love puerile South Park humour, very strong connection, then of course I loved it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think I need to get a bit more into it. Okay, I've got to take a deep breath. I'm just far too excited. Do you want to know what the surprises are that I have lined up for you today?
The more information I can have, the better.
Okay.
Because I just literally, I mean, even though it's a very close friendship, our trust bond is not so strong.
It's not, is it?
No.
It's not. I need to repair that.
Yes.
I'm going to repair that today. I am going to repair that today. If we've got Ed Skrein on the show today,
yes,
and everybody is around the world is pretty pumped about Deadpool, if we've got Ed Skrein on the show today and I'm more pumped about my surprise for you, obviously it's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
All right, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to tell you literally right up next exactly what is going on. I'm going to kick it off with some Jamie XX for you on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Q and Jason Maz with you. Jace, as we were just saying before, mate, so you have been sitting in for Doc for, this is your third week this week, and although we are definitely bonding, there is still a level of mistrust. from you, not so much from me. I completely trust you. I trust you with my life, but you're unsure of me, and that's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's legitimate reasons why there's been several things that you've done over the past sort of two shows. You know, pranking my friends, just constantly embarrassing me. So I think there's a legitimate reason why I'm a little bit.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.